Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature Motown artists that had a top 10 hit after they left the Motown record label. This half hour, we'll hear from the Isley Brothers, the Supremes, Michael McDonald, Marvin Gaye, the Commodores, the Four Tops, and the Spinners. But first up this half hour, the Isley Brothers on the T-Neck record label. That lady right here on Motown Memories.
Beautiful lady, you. Back and I'm ashamed to cry. Ooh, baby, here I am, time to live it.
Motown memory from Michael McDonald, the classic song by Stevie Wonder, Signed, Sealed, Delivered, I'm Yours, and Michael's version was recorded and released in 2003. Before that, the Supremes and Everybody's Got the Right to Love, number 21 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1970. And we started with the Isley Brothers and That Lady, number 6 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1973 on the T-Neck record label. And the Isley Brothers had 80 rhythm and blues hits altogether. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring Motown artists that had a top 40 hit after they left the Motown record label. We're up to the fifth such artist this hour, Marvin Gaye and Sexual Healing on the Columbia record label. Well, Sexual Healing is a 1982 song that was recorded by Marvin Gaye on the Columbia record label. And as mentioned, it was his first single since his exit from his long-term record label Motown earlier in that year, following the release of his album called In My Lifetime. It is listed at number 233 on the Rolling Stone magazine list of the top 500 greatest songs of all time. Well, a little more background on the song. In the winter of 1981, Marvin Gaye had relocated to Belgium following the end of a European tour, as he had financial difficulties with the Internal Revenue Service of the United States, and the end of his second marriage was forthcoming. Well, while in Belgium, Marvin began to curb his drug use and recover from his depression as he partaked in Belgium's beautiful beaches. He also began cutting ties with his long-term record label Motown, following the release of the album In My Lifetime, because it was an album that Marvin thought was not finished yet. He declared that he would never record with the label ever again after he accused Motown of betraying his creativity. Well, here is Marvin Gaye and Sexual Healing right here on Motown Memories.
I want sexual. Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Thanks for the times that you've given me. The memories are all in my mind. And now that we've come to the end of our rainbow, there's something I must say out loud. You once, twice, three times later, I love you. Yes, you once, twice, three times later. The moments I cherish with every beat of my heart. To touch you, to hold you, to feel you, to need you. There's nothing to keep us apart.
Commodores and Three Times the Lady, number one on the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1978, and we started with Marvin Gaye and the Columbia record label, his only non-Motown charting song, Sexual Healing, number three from 1982. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring Motown artists that had a top 10 hit after the Motown record label. We're coming up to six such artists this hour, the four tops and Ain't No Woman Like the One I've Got, right here on Motown Memories.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got. Ain't no woman like the one I've got. Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Every day the sun comes up around her. She can make the birds sing harmony. Every drop of rain is glad it found her. Heaven must have made her just for me. When she smiles,
no damn reason. So together like a hand in glove,
like pages in a line.
With their first top 40 song on the Motown record label, Always Love You. They reached number 35 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1965. And we started with the four tops on the Dunhill ABC record label, Ain't No Woman Like the One I Got, number 4 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1973. Well, this hour, we featured six Motown artists that had a top 10 hit after they left the Motown record label. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.